This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Local Ukrainians rallied today to urge U.S. lawmakers to do more about the crisis in Eastern Europe. CPR's Matt Bloom was there.
That's the Ukrainian national anthem being sung at the state capital, just hours after Russian forces invaded the homeland for many Coloradans. Aurora resident Arina Shatlov waved the country's blue and yellow flag. She says she's been in touch with her parents in Kyiv, who are sheltered in place.
We cannot do nothing right now for Ukraine, for our families. Just came here, pray, and stand up.
Shatlov and other supporters circulated a petition calling for tougher sanctions from the United States and allies against Russia. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Senator Michael Bennet supports President Biden's imposing more economic sanctions on Russia and exploring options to bolster Ukrainian resistance. Denver Congresswoman Diana DeGette calls the attack unjustified and says, quote, there's a special place in hell for people like Vladimir Putin. Avalanche danger has been high today. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says be careful in the central and southern mountains especially.
Human-triggered avalanches are very likely, and that you may see some spontaneous or natural avalanching.
Meanwhile, Highway 133 over McClure Pass is closed due to an avalanche today, but could reopen later this evening. It's 20 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.